would just play like a solo guitar or just solo instruments, you know, just by themselves.
Oh, well, in a band. They do that in a band.
Yeah.
You said, I don't like no piano playing right here. You know, you sing all that, then the whole band be playing it. Then they'll stop and let me take my solo.
Uh-huh.
And then the band, the guitar, the saxophone, the drum and everything, everybody take a solo.
Uh-huh, but would they ever, but would there ever be like one person that just performs by himself when it...
Come on,
go
back
sit on down
so we pick
so
you
we
up.
Can hear you. Oh.
That's okay. Yeah, that would be a solo, but what you speaking about? You speaking about
just one person playing by himself, you know, without a band. He does a whole set by himself.
Yeah, no, he what I mean, in the band, I know what you're speaking of.
Yeah.
But now, just like in the band start off playing.
Right.
And then he'd take a whole eight or 12 bars of a solo by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every one, you see. Mm-hmm. And they'd be singing it. They'd have someone be singing that song. And then when he get to the time, say, well, we're going to say the sax. And anybody, just say, well, we... Mama don't like no shimmy sham around here. See, I don't care what your mama don't like, we gonna shimmy sham right in the house. Say, hey, hey, hey. All right, piano player, take it. Mama don't like no piano. Then I have to take a whole 8 bar all by myself, mm-hmm. except the drum be just keeping the note, but the music all stop.
Mm-hmm.
Then next thing is the trumpet. Trumpet take the thing with all the band, you know, just fill in with it, you know, like that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what you mean. You mean does anyone just actually take a solo by themselves with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
No, not in no band. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
But were there any, like, solo performers that just were sort of on the circuit that played around in the clubs here in Pensacola that just played by themselves?
Or that played in the vaudeville, you know, like a fiddle player or a guitar
player. You mean
player
anybody, like a guitar player by themselves?
Yeah, or a fiddle player or a piano player just by themselves?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Not long as they were with the band or anything. You know what I mean? They're taking so much of it and playing, then the solo comes in there.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So the solos would just kind of fit in and
yeah,
around.
Fit in, rhyme. Uh-huh, different one. Right, uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you getting out there?
I just wanted to see my flowers last year.
Oh, they're beautiful. Were they azaleas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at that.
Camellias and azaleas.
Mm-hmm. Must
is
have been
this
right
your
about
backyard?
Yeah, all of that's my backyard.
Mm. Mm.
That's fantastic.
That's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
February. It must be in February.
No,
February,
it was in, let me see. When were those peaches made? I believe it was in March or April.
Yeah.
I believe
when those azaleas come out.
Yeah, I think it was March or April. I can't remember.
Well,
my yard was so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's come around here and see. Then I had all my green plants out there, too, and it was real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it sounds like to me that there was kind of a real high point in jazz music in Pensacola, and then it kind of declined. Is that true?
What you mean?
Well, I mean, like, there was a point at, like, maybe 10 or 20 years, 30 years, where it was really going great guns, and then it kind of fell off.
Well, it did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sure did. A lot of the musicians, you know, left here and played, and then a lot of people's, like these night spotting club, you know, they went out, didn't make it, or some kind of way. It's been bad like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it was like through the 40s they were continuing on. Was it in the 50s that it began to fall off a bit?
I think it was running back to between 40s and 50s, I'll put it that way, because I actually really can't remember.
Uh-huh.
No. Because I know I was working in 36. Yeah, I was working nightclub, working 36. From 36 up until 51,
mm-hmm.
I was doing nightclub work. Then, you know, getting the fell off, falling off like that.
Huh. So, and you mentioned Abe Pierce.
Yeah.
Now, was he a nightclub? I heard that he was in a nightclub or he owned a nightclub.
He owned a nightclub. One of the beautiful nightclubs in Pensacola.
What was the name of
it? A. Pierce.
No, I mean, what was the name of the club?
That's what I'm talking about. 506.
506.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like the address of it or something?
Oh, that's the name of the club, 506.
The 506 Club?
Mm-hmm.
Now he was the one he had to go to jail, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's still in jail. What called if I don't know.
But I was told that was one of the places where people used to play.
Yeah, they have
for
dancers.
Years and years.
Yeah. Well, that's not the oldest place, but it was the best place around here for the black people to have. Mm-hmm. He built it.
Uh-huh.
And
What was the oldest one that you remember?
Pelican Hall. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Pelican Johnson Hall was the oldest one that.
Where was it? You remember?
Yeah, the Pelican Hall was over on Gold Street. And Johnson Hall was on the corner of Blunt and Alconeet Street.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Those were owned by black peoples.
That's right.
Okay. Now in the halls.
And the Rue Booger. J.P. Newton, he still got, but he's on the west side now, but he's not down there. When he first came back from Chicago, I believe that's where he was in New York, he opened up this Rum Booker Club, you see. That's when I started playing down there for him. The band did.
His name was Newton?
Mm-hmm. J.P. Newton.
Uh-huh. So we had you had like the dance halls and you had the nightclubs,
mm-hmm.
and then you had like some of the annual things like the Mardi Gras, where you'd have different things happen every year.
Right.
Were there any other things that you had music playing at? Like, well, of course, private parties.
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing we had, private parties and this activity that was going on, like I told you.
Uh-huh. Were there ever any musical celebrations, like for around Christmas or around New Year's or things like that?
Yeah, we had some fun during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like the OEL going out to band. We played in these spots, you know, nightclubs and things for celebrating, things like that. Mm-hmm. They don't do it now anymore. I don't know. Well, I imagine some people does it, but it's not like it used to be. And then people used to have them at their house and have, you know, different pieces of music and step all night, you know, celebrating OEL and New Year then.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, I just thought about something, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have, there are some places where black people celebrate a day, sometimes it's in May, sometimes it's in June,
sometimes
and they call it Freedom Day, or they call
that's Emancipation Celebration Day. That's what you're speaking about. That's in January.
You celebrate it in January,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
Emancipation.
Because over now near Tallahassee,
mm-hmm.
they celebrate. I think it's May 20th.
Well,
they celebrate. They call it Freedom Day.
Yeah, that's right.
And then out in Texas and Arkansas and places like that, they celebrate in June. They call it Juneteenth. Because it's for June 19th, you know, it's like different days to celebrate the emancipation.
Well, yeah, it was first of the year. It's either January or either February. I can't remember, recall, but there was a big celebration for that day. Uh-huh.
How long has that been going on?
Ooh, ever since I can remember myself.
Really?
Uh-huh. Ever since I can remember.
And would people used to play music for that?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
dance and everything.
Yeah.
Where would it be held? Would it be held?
Yeah, they have St. Play Hall. Sometimes it'd be at a church, you know. They march from different places to the church, you know, let them have the church sermon, then they go out to different places and have activities, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, like picnics or things like that?
Well, no, not a picnic. You know, like dances and, you know, you go around these nightclubs and things like that, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in some place, I know what you're thinking about. In some places, especially where they did it in the summertime, they'd go out somewhere and they'd have a picnic, or they'd have a in the May, for the ones that celebrate in May, they'd have a maypole.
That's right,
maypole,
huh?
Dance around that.
Yeah, they have the maypole, plant the maypole, you know, right in the summertime.
Did you used to do that too?
Sure did. I was the first one drank out the fountain. How old was in school then, you know? And they put that white fountain, and I had never seen a fountain before. After I ran in Pensacola, they didn't have a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's been years back, you see. I was going to 44th school. I think I was in around about the third or fourth grade. And they had us all in line, marching, going around the school building, just going around singing song, patting our hands, so glad we got a fountain. Then they said, well, who gonna drink out the fountain? I said, I'm gonna be the first one. I never forget that. One of them boys would try to beat me, but I could run when I was little, you know.
And they got around there. I told Susan, you know, different ones. I can't remember all those children's names. Y'all pick it up a little fast. I wanted to stop right at the fountain almost. And sure enough, when they sang a song, and you see, they had strict us. Whenever they sang the song, we had to stop. Mm-hmm. And when you stop, then, you know, first one go there. Honey, when they stop, my mouth's on the fountain. I never forget that as long as I live. Yes, well, sir. I never get that.
When you were little, did you play a lot of games? You know, they have like a lot of ring games and things like that that little kids played.
Like, yeah, we had what we like to play, go hide and go see. Mm-hmm. And was little Sally Walker, and we played all those kind of games like that when mm-hmm. we was children coming
what
up.
What is little Sally Walker?
Well, what you do, you hide. See, little, in other words, you don't hide. It's a ring of us, be in the ring. But one have to get in the ring, squat down. And when we, what did we say? Little Sally Walker, sitting in the saucer. She sees a cup in the saucer. She's sitting in the saucer. That's when she's sitting down. She said, rise, Sally, rise. You'll rise up. Then you say, wipe out your eye. You wipe your eyes. Mm-hmm. Then you say, wipe your rosy cheek. You wipe your rosy cheek. Then you shake it to the east. Then you shake it to the west. You shake it to the prettiest one that you love the best. You can choose a boy or a girl. That's the way that game goes. It was fun, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Did boys and girls play that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you ever hear of there was a game that I've heard of once called Palm and Needle or Mama's Needle, something like that?
How did it go?
It was in a ring also, and they pass a needle around behind the person's back, and where it stops, the person in the middle has to be able to see where it stops.
And what you do
try
then?
To guess. Then when they, if they can find it, then that person has to come in and be.
Oh, I it, you know, see. They, no, I didn't know that. Yeah. I know one game we played about something similar to that, but wasn't a needle, it was a rock. And be beat around in a ring and see what you do. But anyway, how did thing go? Tister, tister, tasty. Green L, you ever play that?
Uh-uh.
Tister, tasty. You be in a ring, you see? You have something in your hand going around, you say, tister, tasty. And then she drop it, you see, and you got to find out, you got to look around, and whoever's dropped it, I mean, where if she dropped it at, you have to pick it up quickly and run and catch her.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't, you have to get in the ring, you see. And that's mm-hmm. where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had another game we played about, I like this one too. If we have four or five girls and four or five boys. Oh, let's put it three boys and three girls.
Mm-hmm.
Put it that way. We put our five chairs. If it's six kids, you see, we put our five chairs. And we play this ring going around, you know, around the chairs. You know, you sing that song, go around the chair. And somebody had to get in. The one that don't get in the chair, they have to, you know, get out
mm-hmm.
and tell the legs. And then when they get through, they have to hang heavy over your head. They have a handkerchief. Heavy hand, ladies and gentlemen. You said, you know what it is, you got to redeem that back. And I may tell you, I said, well, give me your shoes, give me your socks, give me, you know, things. Did y'all play that? That's a funny game, though. It's really good, though.
Well, did you have a name for it at all?
Yeah. It was, I'm trying to think of the name of it. I know that's the game, a heavy hang over your head. That's mean. After you play this game, you see, and you don't get a chair, you see, the ones that get the chair, they won't have to, you know, be in that game. But if whoever misses the chair, and you don't pick up that rock in all the time enough to put you back in there, well, you out of the game, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, in order to get back in the game, they're going to have you sit in the chair. And once somebody going to be over to say, heavy, hang your head. You see, they do like this. And you say, whatever you got in your hand, say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, like that. And he said, what shall this lady do, redeem this pawn? You have to, you take this pawn from me, you see. And he said, well, she can get out to sing a song. Or she can get out there and dance. You have to do all that before you redeem your pawn back. See, that was fun, too. Yeah.
Well, we used to play a game where, just called musical chairs, where we just play the part with the chairs and the music. So they'd play a song, and people would march around the chairs, and there's always one less chair than the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the song stops, and everybody runs to get down in the chairs,
mm-hmm.
and the person who doesn't get the chairs right out of the game.
Well, that's the way this game goes, something like that. But see what happened. Yeah. The one that get out the game, you have to, in order you have to get back in the game, you have to give something off for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, because we're going to hang that heavy hanging on your head. You said, then just like it was a boy said, maybe I got a boy's handicap. I'm going to say, heavy hang on your head. You're going to say, is it a lady or a gentleman? I said, it's a gentleman pawn. I said, well, sure, this gentleman do to redeem his pawn. He must go out there and kiss the wall 5 times. He must, you know, all kind of stuff like that. Those kicks, that true. Then sometimes make him kiss the girls and go to be embarrassed then, you know.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, my. Well, why do you think that jazz music started to die out here? Do you know why? I mean, why did all those clubs close after the 50s and not?
Well, I really don't know why they closed. I think what happened, they got to get this integration stuff around here, you know what I mean? I don't know. I can't say because I really don't know.
Yeah.
But I know they closed. Not only the black folks club, the white folks club closed now. Sure did.
It's like the taste changed or something.
Right,
changed.
Maybe something else. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Because every one of those clubs I worked, every one of them is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single one here, except A. Pierce. And they got some old, you know, Newton places, things like that, but I didn't work in there. I worked for him when he had the rum boogie. But since he'd been on that, just whatever they call that thing he got over there. I don't even go to
What, this guy that used to own the room,
Rum
Boogie Club?
He clubs out over here, but he got a nice club over here. They tell me I never been into Go-Go-Go or something. I don't know what. And I worked at Trader John, played down there with Wally Mercer. We did for a while. That Go-Go place downtown. He's still down there.
I was thinking of something. I lost it again.
Well, I was just wondering, do you think like the 40s and the 50s, did the musicians just start floating out because everything was closing down? Or do you think the clubs started closing down
because the
musicians were leaving?
No, I don't think it's either one of those. Some of the musicians were still around here and some of them couldn't play on a kind of health was bad and some teeth was bad and so forth and so on. And the club just actually, you know, didn't have nobody to draw the crowd coming in there, so that made that business went bad, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometime the manager, whoever owns, like my cousin, he owned this, what's the name of that place he owned? I worked there too. Oh. It was right on the corner. Tarragona and Lee Street. Oh, I couldn't think of the name of that club. But I played there, too. My cousin owned that. All right. He owned that, and he owned a mattress factory. You know, he was in business for mattress factory and everything. And we played there and played there till, I don't know, he let it go down or just, I don't know what happened. And he died, too, you see, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the name of that. Bridget Concord, I know he owned that, but. That club was named something. I just cannot remember that club name.
Can I ask you just a couple of questions about when you were touring around with Mac and the Merrymakers?
Mm-hmm.
You said you went to Panama City.
Were there Funac Spring.
And what's that?
At the Funac Spring where they had the flat tie and they put sand in the tie. Huh? That's what you're talking about? My name is Lucia.
I never heard about
that. What's that story?
Well, we was on, I think it was Panama or either the Funac Spring or somewhere down there we was going to make a job. And Rufus, they didn't have buses there. We just had a car, you know. And Reese was going to use Rufus' car, you see, but she going to buy a chauffeur. And it was two something happened. Let me tell you this one. We goes on down and so we got in, I believe it was a Funac Spring. We got nearby to the Funac Spring, the old car had a flat tire, Lord. And Rufus been wanted down there for something he had done, you know, police, he's scared to death. And however, he said, man, we got to get this car off of this time. It wasn't no highway like it is now, you know. A lot of dirt. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen nobody take, just dump dirt and put in that tire. Now, that's the truth. Put it back on that car, cattle's on back where we had to go. Sure
so
did.
He actually put dirt
he
in
put,
the tire?
Actually put so sand in that tire.
The hole up.
The hole up.
Did it work?
It sure did.
have to remember that.
Yeah.
He sure did. And then another time, Mac Miller Make I was working, we was working there. We was playing over here in Milton. We gig one time in Milton. And Otis gig, this, some kind of big white dude. Well, anyway, I can't remember. I remember this is good, but I can't remember the name of these peoples. But we was going over to play. They had a white band over there playing for me, see? And they had heard our band. They liked our band the best. Well, this organization hired us to come over there. And, of course, Butcher, that's my cousin, he's a booking agent, and Teddy Bear, he was a drummer. We all goes on over there, and we got on the foot of the bridge going over to Milton, honey. We was turning around. They had guns and everything behind us, turning us black niggas around. Wasn't going to play that dance. Those young white boys did it, you see. So when we got back to Pensacola, home, they called up over there and told them about it. And after a while, here come the sheriff from over there, Mr. Sweat, and Leroy Powell, myself. I scared to go. I said, no, I can't go. I ain't going to get killed. But anyway, they came and got us and carried us over there. We played this dance, and we came on back. But see what happened? Those white boy and men got mad because they had our band, because our band was better than theirs. That's what happened. Mm-hmm.
They got jealous.
Yeah, they got jealous. Gonna turn us all around. They had guns, too. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't go across that bridge, turn us around. Sure did.
Wow. That must have been... So you had some scary times,
yeah, I had some experience of time and some scary times. And I had some good times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you were touring around with the Merrymakers, did they get as far... How far over in Florida did they get? Did you ever get down to, like, Orlando or...
Oh, no, they didn't go that far down. No,
so it was in the Panhandle?
Just in the Panhandle, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you got over, like, to Panama City. Did you ever play in Tallahassee?
No, we never did play in Tallahassee. Just Panama City on back, you know, the tourists around here.
Because
those are... And during them time, you know, those Tallahassee and all that, them big shot time during that time, because there ain't nothing to them now. But what I mean, you know, people thought, well, the same way Pensacola. People said Pensacola was such a big city, you know, like that. But you go somewhere else, you find it's a small city, you understand? Mm-hmm.
And so then you also played up around in Alabama some?
Right, we went
in
to
Georgia.
Montgomery, uh-huh. Alabama, we went to Georgia, and we went to, in Alabama, I did like down there. Where was that? What part of, that was Alabama. I believe that was Georgia. Oh, Lord, where was that place? But that was a beautiful place. I can't think of the name of the place now, but this way, it's in Alabama, Georgia. I had a nice time down there, sure. Those people were so nice down there.
Well, who all was in the Merrymakers? Do you remember who
they were? Yeah, I can remember some of them. George, Leach. One Leach is two brothers. One plays sax, one played trumpet. George, he played trombone. Mac played trumpet. And he's dead. I'm trying to think of his name, the drummer. Oh, that voice, I can't think of his name.
What was Mac's last name?
All I know, Mac and Merrymaker.
Mm-hmm.
But his name was something else. But everybody called him Mac and his Merrymaker. That's all I ever know.
And he was the leader?
Yeah, he's on a band. See, they was from New Orleans. They came over here and they just got a band up, you see, back in this Merrymaker. Mm-hmm.
I see. So they were actually based in New Orleans, but they came over here and then you
No, they were living here in Pensacola. No, they had left New Orleans. They had gone other places, but they finally, I think the Oscar Barabina, his home is in New Orleans. That's one of the boys who lived
Oscar?
There. His name was Oscar Barabina. What did he play? I forgot what he played, but anyway, he was in it. But anyway, they all were coming over here. You know, they liked the Pensacola. They were staying over here. Mm-hmm. Then they organized this band, Pensacola. And then Prince Morris, he had one they called the Pensacola Jazz Band. See, that's my sister Sadie and some of the same old musicians all got together and made up the Pensacola Jazz Band.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that a jazz Dixieland or marching? Did they do some marching?
No, this really
it was
dancing.
Just straight jazz.
Jazz music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So some of these musicians, the ones that even started out in New Orleans, they'd come over here.
Right.
And then some of the ones that started out here, they'd
go over to
New Orleans.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an interchange.
But see what happened, they get over here and they get them a girlfriend, they get married to them, they stay over here. They like over here, see?
And I guess that happened.
And that's happened the same way too.
Like
New
your
Orleans.
Sister Billy
uh-huh.
did that.
Yeah,
she went over there
and
stayed. Did people ever play much in Mobile or Biloxi around the?
Yeah, they played the Polk sister. Now my oldest daughter, she used to be on the amateur. She sung with Mobile. And for the Polk sister, I don't know if you ever heard the Polk sister now, but I think it's three sisters. But they said I never know them. I never seen because I never go over there. But my daughter was telling me about it. I used to let her go on the matinees on Sunday afternoon and Saturday afternoon, you know, to dance with her. She was a dancer. My daughter could match a bone dance and sing too.
Post sisters?
Was it the Polk sister? Uh-huh.
Polk sister?
Mm-hmm. Polk. That's what they call the Polk sister.
What kind of music did she say they did?
Oh, well, what happened? They run this place, mm-hmm. and they danced too, and they sung, they said. But I never go there. My daughter was telling me about it, mm-hmm. see.
Okay. What's her name?
My daughter? Yeah. Theodora.
Theodora. Uh-huh. She was the one that was the firstborn.
Right.
The one in 27. Pittsburgh.
The one in Pittsburgh, right. Mm-hmm.
That's real interesting, because one thing I'm kind of interested in is how many, all these ties, you know, between New Orleans and between mm-hmm. Pensacola and right. Mobile and everybody kind of
Montgomery
going around.
Montgomery all down in the Phoenix Spring, you know, mm-hmm. Panama City.
Because people all really got around. You know, they didn't, if you might live in one place, but
right.
you'd play or you'd different sing or you'd nice dance. Spot.
I went, but the first time I went to Panama City, they had a big old house, they called it a hotel. So we had to get a room at this hotel. That was one of the nicest places ever. And I slept in a chair all night long. I wouldn't get out of there scared, change or something, get on me. I always has been particular with myself, you know? Mm-hmm. Max said, "Baby, ain't you going to bed?" I said, "No, y'all getting them beds. I'm sitting in this chair. Shut up, my back, what are you eating at?" They said, "What's wrong?" They said, "How do you just imagine?" They said, "I ain't imagine. They suddenly bit me in my back." We used to have a lot of fun, though. That's the truth. But let me tell you a funny thing. We went up in, we was in Greenville, Alabama. Evergreen or Greenville. And them boys, Teddy Bear and Booty Crumb, was two, the drummer and my cousin. Well, I didn't know means can natural bone eat. So they went to this house. It's somebody's house. It wasn't a cafe. Just somebody they know, you know. They'd been up there before. And this lady, she had a nice house, and she had them cook her dinner. She had about two little children. I know I seen two or three. And when we drove her up and on the hill going up to that house, this lady was there. And floor, you could see yourself in the floor with them rugs on it. Just, you know, people scrub, you know. Teddy Bear went and told us, said, "Miss, well, because they paid her, you understand?" Said, "We want some home-cooked food." Said, "Can we get some?" She said, "Yeah." And there's so many of us, you know, in the band. I seen that lady. I was watching that lady because she put everything out of her pot on the table for all of cornbread and biscuit, chicken and steaks, rice and beans and peas. She had, you know, providing greens. And it was really nice food, and she was clean. We were sitting down there eating. I hunched Booty and Teddy Bear. I said, "Don't y'all eat up everything." I said, "Those little children's got to eat. She better go cook them something, because we paying for this shit." They ate up everything. Falls away. I know them kid was hungry, but you see, I guess she wanted the money. Mm-hmm. But then after we got through, and they paid her, you know, they paid her more than she charged, because during that time, the thing was cheap, you see. Mm-hmm. But honey, I said, I didn't get enough myself. I'm saving for the little children. Bless Lord, I should have had to go in and got enough because they done ate up everything. That's another time. You know, you get a kick out of things like that. Yeah. Be coming back home. I done sitting up there, didn't get enough to my save for the children. I sure, I'm going to eat mine. I'm going to get my stomach full. They got their stomach full, too. Lord, we used to have a lot of fun, I'm telling you.
Would they rib you a lot or tease you being the only woman traveling with them? Or?
Uh-uh.
No?
No.
No
I guess they kind of protected you like...
They do. They protected me. Yeah. Yeah. We go different places and some guy... That's my wife right there. Man going by this business.
Yeah.
Somebody I don't be bothered with. Somebody not here. He ain't a thing to me. He just saying that. That's what I tell him, you know.
No, boy.
Right.
Blow the story.
That's right. I was stoned. I'll never forget. We was in Boone, Alabama. 4th of July. And a band was playing up there. They had a ball game, had us to paint. They didn't have a dance hall. They had this one picture show, you know where the show picture at. But when they have a dance, they take all the chairs out that moving place, or whatever you call it. Take the picture thing down, you know, let them have a dance. So that's what they did. I'm sitting up there playing the piano, and I've seen this man come up watching my hand, you know, just looking on me. Ugly looking man, too. And, excuse me, I don't know who she was, but anyway, this woman, see the piano right by a window, it's like that, and the door's over there. And this is the piano. One of them, a window here, you know how a building would be. After a while, that woman threw that brick through there and knocked that window thing all out and hit the man. Hon, I jumped up from the piano at the band's boy, said, where are you going? I said, I'm getting out of this place. Because I didn't know what was going on. The man wasn't doing it. He had never even spoke to me. He just stood up there looking, I guess because I was out of town, you know, band, you know, with the band playing music. She couldn't take it from let him look at me playing the piano. She was an ugly looking woman too, and I knew I was better looking than she was. But honey, I wouldn't have had that thing. No, I wouldn't want it. Mm-mm. Well, we have had some fun together. I'm telling you. And then when I went to New Orleans, now this is the truth. I went to New Orleans on an excursion one time. Maybe it was my second time. My boyfriend sent me over to see his sister. And his sister, you know, I just stayed there for that day, you know. And I went to his sister. I said, nothing to do but go around to her other sister. She had a piano. So we went around to this other sister had to play the piano. And she had that boy's name Maurice. Her boyfriend was named Maurice. He was cute. He was a French. He was cute, though. And we came in there, and I started playing the piano. Maurice kept looking in there. She threw the ball at him. I said, no more way I play piano. No way else I go around here. Sure did.
People get violent.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Sure did.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Okay, I have had some fun.
Sure sounds like it.
Of course, you can't have no good day and die. It's too much of dope right here. All that stuff going on.
I was just thinking, I